The 38th Gene Key. The transformational way of the 38th Gene Key moves from struggle to honour. It's the way of perseverance. This way through the 38th Gene Key is really pivotal in our lives, because when we understand this one, immediately our life will begin to change. This is the pattern of struggle, and most of us don't like the idea of struggle. But still in life, we still always struggle at some level, whether it's the physical struggle for survival in the developing world, or the emotional struggle as we learn the meaning of love and loss, or the mental struggle with just about anything. So the revelation of this 38th shadow is all about struggle and its dilemma, which is habit. You see, we're born to struggle, to fight, and to move ever upwards. We are forced from within to try and free ourselves, to learn to fly, to be free from struggle, to be effortless, like the birds in the sky or the dolphins leaping through the ocean waves. But even these creatures struggle. Everything does. It's the nature of evolution to go on expanding and reaching and surmounting itself. In humans, struggle can either free us or it can trap us, and it traps us when it becomes a habit. At low levels of frequency, we get so used to struggling that it becomes our daily norm. It's there when we begin our day with a mental list, for example, of all the things we have to do. And before we know it, the day is over. You know, we may or may not have done all those things, but what's important is that the day itself was lacking. It wasn't in any way memorable, because we're trapped by the habit, by our habits. There's a great deal of sadness in this gene key. It's sad because it doesn't get to fight the real fight. You know, I travel around the world now and again, and I love to travel. And one of the things that always takes me by surprise is that most of the people I meet, after I get to know them a little, they aren't doing what they would love to be doing. They're stuck in a habitual lifestyle that they think that they can't break out of. You know, habit can give the illusion of security, but it's a clear illusion. We can't be secure if we are unhappy. How can we feel secure? Security is a feeling in the cells. It's a sense of higher purpose. And we don't have to know how to get there, but we have to begin. We have to break our habit. Now, how do we do that? How do we break the habit of a lifetime? Well, it helps to be honest with ourselves first. You know, where are you unhappy? In your job, in your relationship, in your body, where do we struggle? We can begin with self-honesty, because we can then put that struggle to better use, to serve a higher purpose. You know, imagine if we could use the consistency of the things that we struggle with on a daily basis for a higher purpose. Imagine that. Imagine something we've always wanted to do or be in our heart, and then put all our struggle into that. That's what will change our lives. We have to break the habit and move it onto a higher plane. Many of us think or hope that one day we're going to transcend struggle, and that somehow when we reach the highest consciousness, the Siddhi, there will be no more struggle. But we should be aware here of the difference between the cessation of struggle and the end of suffering. You know, it's the suffering that we transcend, not the struggle. Because we need struggle. Struggle defines us. It sharpens us. It hones us. It's a gift from the higher realms. Even the most illuminated beings struggle, but they don't suffer as they struggle. That's the point. Struggle is their joy, because they know it's testing them, polishing them, and refining their awareness. So begin then by accepting this plane as a place of testing and education. You know, the earth is a school, a marvelous school, and we're all here to learn. Rest will come later when we've earned it. In the meantime, let's use the struggle to raise our awareness and to elevate our frequency and to bring us ever closer to the gift and the Siddhi. The 38th gift, perseverance. In the original classic translation of the I Ching by Richard Wilhelm, there's a very common phrase that repeats throughout the text. Perseverance furthers. You know, it used to drive me nuts when I played with Yi Ching. I'd ask these deep probing questions and I get this flippant, impenetrable response, perseverance furthers. You know, at a very deep level, I think I now know what it means. It means take a pause, take a breath, take a rain check. Because this is the dilemma of our habits. They run our lives. They run us into the ground. We just can't seem to stop. So we need a pause. And all of nature pauses. Animals pause for no good reason. Watch a dog or a cat or any creature. I guarantee it will pause in the time you're watching it. It'll suddenly just stop and be without any reason. It might only be for a few moments, but it's always there. You know, I always use the example of a fly landing on your arm. Why does it do that? You know, we brush it away, it annoys us. But why shouldn't the fly use our arm for a pause? Perhaps it's reminding us we need to pause. And the seasons also have pauses. Winter is a big pause. Night is a pause. Twilight is a pause. So is the day a pause for all the nocturnal creatures. But there are many, many little natural pauses that run throughout our day. And if we're caught in our habit of struggling, we won't notice or take a single one. And we'll miss the magic of the day. Because a day filled with pauses is a day with awareness. And a day with awareness is an extraordinary day. It's not ordinary, relentless, another day to get through. With pauses, our days become extraordinary, extraordinary. So listen to the gift of perseverance, because it's about all of us. Pause, stare out the window, close the laptop, switch off the phone for 5 minutes. We need to let life call us to our pauses. This is the first thing to do. And what comes out of this awareness is some kind of shift in our behavior. The 38th Jinki is not about thinking. It's dynamic. And the programming partner is the 39th Jinki, which is the gift of dynamism, which is all about action. So how will we use our precious life force? What will we do with each precious day? The 38th gift tells us, find a fight worth fighting and then pour your energies into that. The human spirit is indomitable. It loves to reach and stretch and break new ground. You know, we won't be happy in life unless we too reach and stretch and break new ground, no matter who we are. We're built to persevere. We are designed to find our genius and follow it wherever it takes us. We only have to begin. And love carries perseverance hidden within it. And life loves a challenge. Where would the fun of life be without challenges? When we begin to activate our higher purpose, then we'll continue to meet challenges, but we'll find the appropriate way through or around those challenges. And it's our perseverance that will guide us. Sometimes we need to go for it and meet the challenge head on. Other times we may stand by the side and wait until a more natural way presents itself. What's for certain is that every challenge we meet in life is an opportunity to learn to love and honor ourselves more deeply. And one final thing, the gift of perseverance is an archetype of what it means to be a true human being. We're warriors. Life calls the inner warrior out of us. And when we answer that call, such a shout of joy emerges through us. When we do meet someone living according to their higher purpose, what a difference it is. They shine. They're simple. They don't carry the same baggage or anxiety as the rest of us. They're still human and they have their shadows, but they tend to smile and have open hearts. They know what it takes, so they understand the basic suffering that we all feel. But they've made the great leap, the leap into the heart. And everything they now do serves the love and the joyousness that keeps flowing through that heart. It's a wonderful gift, is this. The 38th city, honor. It's a great truth that every city is to be found inside every shadow. We just have to dig around a little. So we have to honor the struggle as well. The journey always begins with struggle. With the realization that we're in pain. A I was talking with an old friend recently about what happens when we reach into the gift frequency, and in some ways it's even more uncomfortable than the shadow. And I was talking about Dante's Divine Comedy, as you do, and how he divided his allegory of consciousness into these three levels, which he called Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso, you know, hell, purgatory, and paradise. So the basis is hell, you know, hell is hell. It's always a struggle. We're stuck in it, and that's the way it is. Then comes purgatory. And in purgatory, we get a glimpse of something else, a glimpse of paradise. And it's just a fleeting glimpse, a moment of transport, of possibility, of pure happiness. And then comes the ruin. We still live in hell. But it can never be the same hell again. And this is why the gift can be like a purgatory, because now we know that the struggle has a higher purpose, and we know that it conceals a secret. You know, the city is in there, and it feels good. And now the work truly begins. Awareness enters. Now we know we're in hell. And that in itself is purgatory. It's midway. You know, at least in hell we were asleep. But now a part of us is yearning for transcendence. And every mistake we make in life, every time we dishonor ourselves or another, we have the potential to learn something, and we touch the potential for transformation. So honor is also in the struggle. It's there as a seed. And every time we find ourselves struggling with a challenge, especially an inner challenge, try and remember to honor the moment. You know, we can trust the discomfort, not for what it is, but we can trust our awareness of it. Because that awareness carries a whiff of the city. It gives strength to the gift. It fuels the perseverance. With these gene keys, we have to hold it all in our consciousness, shadow, gift, and city, all at the same time. If we just hold our awareness on the shadow without remembering the city is also there, we'll truly struggle and we'll become weighed down by our life. But feel the field of honor behind life's challenges. Feel it driving our evolution forwards and upwards. And our life will feel very, very different. It'll have a certain buoyancy and uplift. Because honor transforms difficulties into opportunities. It's the hallmark of all great human lives. Honor turns surrender into victory. It's all about surrender. We have to surrender to our dharma, to what the fates deliver us, our challenges, our setbacks, our failures. It's all part of our training for a higher kind of being. To enter into the city of honor is to enter into an energy field, a field of knowing, of great human dignity. Honor swallows suffering. With honor, we can say no as powerfully as we can say yes. It's pure and free from all guilt. It doesn't worry about perception. It takes feelings into consideration, but it won't compromise the deep love within. Honor is a spontaneous response to life, and it's rooted in unconditional love. And although it may often go unseen, it also always has captivated the human imagination, because it's found in the most ordinary and simple of places, in the least expected situations. This is a city that few may embody, but anyone can partake in. It's dynamic, it's transformational, it's effervescent, and above all, honor is humble. People make a lot of fuss about honor. All manner of terrible things are done in the name of honor. But the real thing often eludes us. Like all the cities, it's inherently mysterious, and it's not easy to define. True honor comes as a knowing, as an indefinable gratitude to life. It may be inspired by a person or an action or a story, but the honor itself is the uniting force, the blending field. It's the transcending factor that connects the one heart to the many, that brings us closer to life and to each other. Honor is something so quiet, and yet it elicits such a burning fire when we hear about it, or we see it, or we feel it. When I think of honor, I think of my Uncle Brian, you know, who was killed in the Second World War. And often honor seems to be connected to the theme of death. And Brian was a young lieutenant, and he was awarded the Military Cross for gallantry, for leading a raid in Italy. But it's his death that triggers this city in my heart. because he was leading his men up a steep hill against this fortified position when the Germans started shelling his position. And it was a disaster, and many brave young men were maimed or killed. I actually went there to the very place where he was killed, and it was deeply emotional for me and my mother and my father who were with me. And in the regimental diaries, there was this rare account of how he died. It's, you know, it's quite weird because often you don't get those accounts, but it was written down by one of his friends. The medic who found him had found him wounded and started dressing his wounds. But he turned, you know, Brian, he turned the medic away, telling him, you go and see to my men first. And by the time the medics had returned, my uncle had died. You know, he wasn't thinking about his actions. But for whatever reason, they live on. If they hadn't been written down, I wouldn't be telling you now. I wouldn't know. No one would know. And in this way, I'm honouring not just his memory, but the memory of everyone, of all those who've died for a higher cause throughout the ages. You know, so many other brave men and women and animals have died in similar circumstances, but their stories remain secret and untold. And honour is like that. It lives on eternally in another dimension, a higher dimension. And I think that's something worthy of deeper contemplation. So let's go even further than this, just to summarise, just to finish. Because we often think about honour as connected to death, to die with honour, you know, it's a great thing. But perhaps equally powerful or even more is to live with honour, and how relatively rare that is. So let's think about our own lives as we contemplate this city, and may each of us find the insight to live our own life with honour, no matter what the fates may bring us.